Idaho may soon be out of compliance with federal daycare standards. As James Dawson reports, that's because House lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have required more training for childcare workers.
Right now, Idaho mandates daycare employees take 4 hours of training each year. The bill that failed on the House floor yesterday would have bumped that up to 12 hours, which would have been available online for free. Under the bill, all daycare workers would have also had to pass background checks, achieve safety certifications, and direct them to place young children on their backs while sleeping to prevent sudden infant death syndrome.
As a former commercial daycare and preschool owner, I find this onerous.
That's Republican Representative Stephen Harris. Some of the other 43 lawmakers who voted against the bill say Idaho is trying to cut regulations, not add to them. But Republican Representative Fred Wood pushes back against that line.
We're talking about small children here that we're attempting to protect. And I don't think, Mr. Speaker, that this is an overreach of the state at all.
Supporters could try to run a similar bill later this year. If the changes aren't made to comply with federal standards, Idaho would lose out on about $2.5 million in federal funding over the next year or so. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.